I'm Lou Dobbs, and this is Thinking Independently. I am fascinated by these calls for the head of Jeff Zucker, who's the CEO of NBC Universal, on the issue of Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno. And I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm fascinated by it because there are apparently no winners in this thing. Although arguably you could say, well, no, you can't. You really can't. I was going to say you could say Jay Leno is the winner. But Jay Leno is going back to the slot he had when it all began, which, by the way, as I think my way through this, may be the plan all along, because he was being pushed out by the upstart, Conan O'Brien. What was it, 6 years ago they made a deal where he got the Tonight Show, 5 years ago, where he got the Tonight Show. Well, he got it, held it for about 6-7 months, and now he's saying adios, apparently. He'll only make, by the way, $80 million. That's why he included in that note to everybody, don't feel too sorry for me. $80 million, he can do a lot of comedy. He can have a lot of funny things to say for $80 million. And by the way, I'm a fan of Conan O'Brien's. I think he could make it anywhere on any show. And I know the Tonight Show has a particular, it's a talisman. It's truly an iconic broadcast. It's been around, 60 years. But Conan O'Brien could make it doing any number of shows at any number of day parts on any network. And Jay Leno, of whom I'm a great fan as well, if he goes to 11:35, and by the way, I'm not quite sure why that's 11:35, right after the local newscast, as it's always been. I never realized it was actually 11:35 that it started. I'm not sure what that's all about. But he would be in pretty good shape doing what he loves, and he didn't want to lose the show when he left it. He was doing NBC a favor to go to 10 o'clock and do that 1 hour in prime time. Well, he thought he was doing them a favor. Turns out it wasn't much of a favor.